The coronavirus pandemic seems no closer to ending anytime soon. It comes at a time in which the country faces not only the economic dislocation, including evictions, but also the growing opioid crisis as well. Sandy Brown is executive director of Midshore Pro Bono, which provides free legal services. She says these two events have piled one on top of the other.
What do you see as a connection between COVID on the one hand and the opioid crisis?
There's a spike now in opioid-related deaths since March. Right? So opioid-related deaths are up across the state, according to Star Democrat on September 6th, I think since the quarantine. So I think the depression, there has been a spike in suicides. Then we have what we call third-party custody cases where a grandparent or family member is trying to take legal custody of a minor child when their biological parents are unavailable to take care of them. And what we've seen is a 92% increase in these third-party custody cases when the opioid crisis hit, so about last year. And now we're seeing a spike in those cases. So we're trying to just manage all the different ramifications of the two different epidemics that we're dealing with. And now, of course, now we're in September, right, which is the purple, you know, Talbot goes purple and all the counties that are doing these Project Purple raise awareness for opioids, which raises some awareness about it, but it doesn't really help us on the other end of it where we've already got people who are suffering from it.
Let me just sort of finally ask you, it doesn't seem as if the COVID pandemic is going to end anytime soon. Some projections are as far out as 2021.
If that is the case, what
do you think that means in terms of the people that you're dealing with, particularly when it comes to evictions and just trying to hang on and financially?
So we're worried about a homeless crisis is going to be probably the next, because there's not a lot of affordable housing on the Eastern Shore. And so we're just not, I think we're prepping. That's going to be the worst case scenario, right, is just a spike in homelessness, because there's going to be no place for them to go because I don't know how long the government can continue to sustain not letting people. I just don't know how long this can be sustained as far as just continuing to put moratoriums on some legal actions, because then you have to take a look at what is the landlord going to do. Like, the landlord still needs to pay their rent. So it's a very vicious cycle. So the best thing that we could do is put our phone number out there, you know, and let people call, and then we try to connect them with the best that we can. And there are some great organizations that help people pay rent. We're raising money all of the time. Right now we're trying to raise an emergency client fund, because there are some folks who can't come up with just $500 to pay a back rent or taxes, right? So that's the other interesting thing. You can go into foreclosure because you haven't paid your taxes. So we have a client right now who just needs $900 and would save her home. And, you know, I don't have $900 to give her, but so we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could kind of come up with this, like, emergency client fund that we could tap into, and that $900 would go a really long way to help keep this woman in Salisbury, actually, from becoming homeless. So we have to, you know, raise funds. We need to raise awareness, and we need to kind of band together and help people who are going to be in real dire straits soon.
Sandy Brown is executive director of Midshore Pro Bono, which provides free legal services in the region. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.